The opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the ownership, management, or staff of Sunrise Broadcasting and its sponsors.
Welcome to Let's Talk. Let's Talk Orange County Chamber of Commerce Business, the program that highlights the Orange County Chamber business community and the resources available to both business owners and individuals, all designed to help grow our local economy. Now, let's join our hosts, Bob DeFelice and Lynn Cione, president of the Orange County Chamber of Commerce.
Well, a very good Sunday morning to all of you. And Lynn, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Derek Weinkoop is in the house.
Good morning, everybody.
Of course, we know you as president of Walden Savings Bank.
That is correct.
Pleasure to have you back.
Great
with
to
us.
Be back this year.
And so we're going to be talking today, of course, about Walden Savings Bank with you, Derek and Lynn. A lot of cool stuff coming up.
A lot of very good stuff and things that are very good for the business community and the community as a whole. So we're very, very excited.
So Derek, today, I really want to let people know all of the awesome things that you guys are doing today. Of course, I want to talk about your history, too.
Okay.
Been around a long, long time.
Yes, we have been since 1872, so that's about 143 mm-hmm. years in business, which is awesome. Originally in Walden and moved out to Scott's Corners in 2002, so we've been in that area about mm-hmm. 13 years, and so it's wonderful to be doing this with Lynn because she's a neighbor, actually. She's
yes.
in the building behind us, mm-hmm. so there's a lot of synergies between the two organizations just because of the geographic proximity.
Proximity.
The bank is, you know, very supportive of the chamber and happy to be a member for many years.
Mm-hmm. So. And you're one of our platinum partners, so we are very appreciative of the support that you've given to us and our members.
You're welcome. You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
But yeah, so we've been at the Scott's Corners location, as I said, for 13 years. We have 10 other branches in addition to Scott's Corners. 10 of them are in Orange County, and we have one in the southern tip of Ulster County. And they're in Walden, Washingtonville, mm-hmm. Montgomery, Cornwall-on-Hudson, Pine Bush, New Windsor, Gardner, that's that Ulster County one I was mm-hmm. talking about, Scott's Corners, Circleville, Middle Hope, and the one we just opened about 5 years ago down in the Warwick, Florida area. So those are the 11 locations mm-hmm. sprinkled throughout the two counties.
And that's a pretty comprehensive geographical spread
right.
throughout Orange County.
Absolutely. Our board was very strategic mm-hmm. in selecting locations. So if you look on a map, if we had push pins, you'd see there's almost one every 6 or 7 miles mm-hmm. when you're going throughout Orange County. So folks that might be in Newburgh and go to Middle Hope in mm-hmm. New Windsor. Folks that are in Middletown can jump up and get to a branch in Circleville. So we have them really all around the county. And two presidents ago was from Ulster County. He wanted one in Ulster. John Garrison was his name. And we got one in Gardner. And that branch has been around 17 years now.
Gardner's so, a great spot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it absolutely is.
So you have very convenient locations, but your administrative function is all in Montgomery.
Right, in the Scott's Corners location, which, again, we moved to 13 years ago. And a prior board of directors and administrations thought it would be great to have some consolidation of all of the back office services there. There is a branch, but we also have commercial lending and retail mm-hmm. lending, a financial planning division. So I'd say there's probably about 75 folks there out of our 145 headcount. And it's great because we were able to really, if somebody is going there, you know, you can see just about any of the other delivery channels of the bank. Although all those delivery channels are, I call them, strategic partners, the mortgage area, mm-hmm. commercial, they're willing to go to the branches, and we even make house calls. We'll go to your house
wow,
to take
really?
A mortgage app.
That's but, service.
Yeah, that absolutely
that
is. Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Nice.
So, and it's a wonderful location, mm-hmm. and a lot of the synergies that Lynn probably appreciates as well as the chamber president, the location to mm-hmm. 84, the quick access mm-hmm. to the airport. Newburgh's probably 7 miles the one way mm-hmm. and Middletown the other way. So we're right in the center. Yeah. She's in a building, the chamber, with the Community Foundation of Orange and Sullivan, for which I'm the chairman, and we also have the United Way up mm-hmm. there. So what a fabulous pocket of mm-hmm. the county to be in. Wouldn't you agree?
I would, and what's interesting is that it's the location is also, it's corner of 208 and 17K. So people can reach there very easily from Chester, just come up 94 to 208 and come up. So it really is very centrally located, and the chamber and Walden do so many things together, and then the Community Foundation, as you Absolutely. Said, is there. And W.A. Smith is there. It's just a nice business, really a business center at that corner.
No, it's very central.
Mm-hmm, yeah. It's very, and also the Walden Savings Bank, you have such a, for lack of a better word, a banquet of services and products that you're able to provide to the businesses and the residents in the, of the county, that we're able to, if, when people come in, we can just make the referral and they can go right next door.
No, that's wonderful. And you often do. And I thank you for that.
Oh, so you're very welcome.
They come in and as they're new members of the chamber, they're told about all of the other banks and credit unions that are part of the chamber. Mm-hmm. But I think the proximity, like I said, is and being a neighbor has been a benefit to us. So I appreciate those referrals. Keep them coming.
Yeah. So, Derek, you've been involved with Chamber for many, many years. I know that Walden Savings, Lynn, you mentioned they're a
platinum partner.
Partner. Mm-hmm. Why, Derek? Why is that important for...
Well, for me, it's really the ability to network. You hear a lot about B2B, business to business. And so whether it's at one of their breakfasts or a mixer, and we usually sponsor one or two a year, or Thank even you. At the expo that's coming up right in September,
it's September 17th.
You're September 17th. So you're able to network with the other businesses. And we have a commercial lending division. We have business checking accounts. So to have access to all of the membership. And so the members get to hear about us, we get to hear about them, and hopefully, you know, they'll connect the dots and think of Walden Savings Bank when it comes time for a loan. And so really that networking, I would say, is one of the biggest reasons.
Yeah. When with the corporate partnerships with the chamber, one of the benefits of the corporate partners is that they are promoted at a level that's much higher than a traditional member would be. So in addition to having, you know, the Walden's name on all of our paraphernalia and all of our collaterals, there's a higher level of promotion that goes on with that. So when a new member comes in, those materials are attached to the membership materials more so than anybody else, because they're corporate partners. So that's the expectation for them. And we appreciate that, because the corporate partners not only support the chamber, but they support really so many other organizations. Mm-hmm. You know, you're on the board of the Community Foundation, and it really speaks to just how supportive Walden Savings Bank is of the community across the board.
I was going to say, there's an obvious culture of community.
Right. Yeah, we have a tagline, your bank, our community, and we have that as one of our core values, community service and volunteerism. And a lot of the officers, most not, are on a board. Joanne Menendez, my vice president, is on the chamber board.
That's right.
So if you know, we're represented across the board, and the community service, community-minded core value is very interesting here, and I'm thrilled to lead an organization that has had this in such high esteem. Mm-hmm. But it's not just dollars.
Right.
One of the things that we have is a community service volunteer program where a not-for-profit, you know, we're going to help. We just called the air show folks on Friday before we close for the week, and we're going to have a set of volunteers participate in the air show. Or if hospice needs somebody at their annual gala, or even cleaning the cages at the local Humane Society. So oftentimes that not-for-profit needs, you know, volunteer hours. It's they love the money and they'll take it, but sometimes it's just the manpower. Mm-hmm. So I would say over two-thirds of our employees regularly volunteer for community service. So it's not just the act of the writing the check. You know?
And that's where I think the difference is with Walden and the partners. That's part of the partnership, because it's part of the spirit of that business.
Right.
That it's not just the check. It's an inherent spirit, and it's the soul of the business to understand their place in the community, that there's a responsibility, but there's also not just the understanding of a responsibility, but a deep heartfelt desire to be of help.
Absolutely.
And that is, and it's not a superficial sense. It's something that with Walden pervades the entire culture of the business, because they are. You're involved in everything, and they volunteer, and Joanne is on our board. And every time you turn around, there's a Walden Savings personnel. Somebody's doing something.
You think of local. I think of Walden.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. Yes. And we enjoy that. And, you know, just even in the hiring of employees, or some of the behavioral questions we used to ask, can you prove your teller drawer or whatever? But there's questions we ask about, what do you think about the community? And so I often get asked how, you know, we're able to kind of replicate this, and how come everybody really has and shares this core value. But we do look at that upon hiring, and we've had great success with the employees in sharing that value with us.
So. You can certainly tell. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Let's Talk Orange County Chamber of Commerce Business. Bob DeFelice, Lynn Alencion, president of the Orange County Chamber, along with us this morning, Derek Weinkoop, president of Walden Savings Bank. We talk about the culture of Walden Savings Bank, and it shows through everything you do, your people, and customers feel that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's an accident that your customer satisfaction rate is traditionally very high. Mm-hmm. Last time we talked, I think you told me it was something like on the order of 98%.
Yes. Yes, I appreciate you rounding. It was 97.6, but I'll take 98. So, but we set a target.
Round up.
We set a target of 90% each year, and we've been able to really knock that out of the park. We once a year send a survey to our 40,000 customers, and it's anonymous. So if they don't like us, they can certainly tell mm-hmm. us. But the scores have been extremely high, among the highest in the industry, because we peer match ourselves to other banks and businesses, and the satisfaction score of about a 98% is very exciting, and continually that what I talked about customer service and community service, I should say, and the people and the employees are what time and time again our customers say is part of the reason they rate us so high. So we'll be administering actually this survey this fall again. So I it's hard when you're so high, you know, where do you go from there? But we're optimistic that we'll be able to be in that level again.
That's great.
Yes,
that
thank
is,
you.
It's
awesome.
Stellar. It's a stellar percentage.
Right. Yeah.
It is. Congratulations.
Yeah, and it's something we're very excited about. And you know, as we were talking a little earlier before we started this show this morning, you know, the Times Herald Record also recognized us as the mm-hmm. top bank last July. We're anxious to hear if we get that again, and mm-hmm. that'll be announced, I think, a week from the Monday, the 20th. So I think around the 27th. So mm-hmm.
okay.
So there's other ways to validate, mm-hmm. you know, our customers, not just through our own survey, but mm-hmm. through the record. And I'm always very graciously just thrilled to be leading an organization that has this. So I can take a little bit of the credit, but it is really the board of directors and the 144 employees we have that are out there. They're the foot soldiers for making sure that the brand and the customer service is at the top of our game. And so if my employees are listening, if you're up this early, thank you for being a part of the customer service mantra at the bank.
That's it. Great team.
Yes.
A couple of seconds, in case someone doesn't know, Walden Savings Bank, we talked to you seconds ago. You said commercial business, B2B. Mm-hmm. Of course you do, commercial loans. Yep. What else do you do?
Just a little bit of everything, you know, and certainly on the consumer side, residential mortgages and the plethora of the deposit side of the house. I call it accounts from checking accounts and mm-hmm. savings accounts. We, again, have the commercial. And then also about 4 years ago, we started Walden Investment Services, which is a financial planning division. We have three individuals that are licensed that can help people that want maybe more advanced mm-hmm. retirement plans, 401k rollovers. What do I do with those? And so Frank Dwyer, vice president there, heads up that division. So, you know, a bank today to really be successful has to just about mm-hmm. do it all.
Do everything.
And
yeah.
also across different age demographics mm-hmm. too. And so the day of the passbook savings account may be behind us. And, mm-hmm. you know, the millennials, Lynn and I have about six kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Between the two of us that are millennials, you know, our three and your three that are...
Throw my four in.
Oh, okay. You have four? All millennials?
All millennials.
Good. Good, good. So all looking to use banking with their gadgets and
right.
taking pictures mm-hmm. of their check. And they may never physically come in the branch mm-hmm. because they can use online services for everything. But we also have to satisfy and be able to mm-hmm. bank that segment. And I would say in my four-year tenure, we've spent a lot of time just getting our technology right up to mm-hmm. par with what the larger commercial banks have.
Right, because of expectations.
Absolutely, because that's just mm-hmm. part and parcel. They've been using gadgets and mm-hmm. apps and all that stuff, and so they're going to want their financial mm-hmm. institution mm-hmm. to have all of that.
Sure
so,
they do.
You know, and every once in a while, they want to come into the bank, maybe for those more complicated transactions mm-hmm. that are coming up, like buying a home or something. But by and large, mm-hmm. they will call and text and tweet and do all that stuff, but not necessarily need the face-to-face like I did or, or my parents did.
Sure. Yeah, no.
You know,
that's what they're used to. That's the way they do their transactions.
Exactly. But
does that have any impact on the number of your branches or the activity at your branches?
Yeah, I mean, so you may not see, you know, I remember the Friday of paydays 20 years ago and the line would be out the door and you used to have these kind of cattle call, you know, things that you came and, you know, waited to get into right. the line. And, you know, you may not see a branch looking busy. I mean, you've probably seen a lot of the competitors lately have decided to close branches. Sterling's closed some last week. Key Bank in the city of Newburgh was talked about.
Right.
And it's just because the transaction volume is down. It's not meaning that the bank is not successful. Some of our branches are slower than they were 20 years ago. But there's this whole transaction count that we have with the electronic devices, which is probably 10 times greater than it was. So how we staff and how we man the branches or staff the branches, I should say, will have to be looked at very differently in the future, just because those days of that face-to-face interaction isn't necessarily coveted as much by the younger generation. Mm-hmm. They want to do it all online.
Sure.
So we'll move and change with the generation.
Go with the flow.
Go with the flow. That's how we've been around for 143 years.
You can't always
just stick to the same business model. You have to evolve over time.
That's right. It's part of the business plan.
Absolutely.
So we're halfway through. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Orange County Chamber of Commerce Business.
Woohoo! Yes!
That was the sound of an appliance dying, and its happy owner. Why? She's heading to Michael's Appliance Center. There she'll find a huge selection of products and factory-trained sales staff to help her make the right choice at the right price. And only Michael's provides after-the-sale in-home support and service exclusively for their customers. Nobody knows appliances like Michael's Appliance Center.
Nobody.
Visit us on the web, michaelsappliance.com.
It's time. It's time for saving money. Attention all business owners. Looking to save money on your office cleaning expense? Then it's time to call TJE Cleaning. They provide quality cleaning services as well as excellent customer relations. And they're affordable. Call Tom at TJE Cleaning Service for a free, no obligation review for all business environments, including nonprofits and retailers. If you haven't had your cleaning expense reviewed recently, you could be overpaying. Call 566-4240. Online at TJEcleaning.net.
Hi, I'm Derek Wanku, President and CEO of Walden Savings Bank. Today, I am joined by our Vice President of Business Development, Bill Vacca. Bill has many years of financial banking experience right here in the Hudson Valley. We were thrilled to have him join our team last year. Bill, what would you say is the biggest difference between Walden Savings Bank and other banks?
Derek, I continue to be impressed with the amount of attention Walden Savings Bank branch staff and commercial lenders give each customer. Our team really dives in to get to know the business of each client. They make financial recommendations based on the client's needs, not the bank's goals. The ease of the lending process, including local, lightning-fast decisions, is truly a difference maker for Walden Savings Bank customers. You just don't see that these days, especially from the large banks.
Thanks, Bill. That's great insight from a true veteran in banking. Remember, if your business is looking for a financial partner to help you grow, give Walden Savings Bank a call and we'll come to you. Call 845-457-7700 or visit waldensavingsbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the ownership, management, or staff of Sunrise Broadcasting and its sponsors.
You're listening to Let's Talk. Let's Talk Orange County Chamber of Commerce Business, the program that highlights the Orange County Chamber business community and the resources available to both business owners and individuals, all designed to help grow our local economy. Now, let's join our hosts, Bob DeFelice and Lynn Cione, president of the Orange County Chamber of Commerce.
And with us this morning, Mr. Derek Weinkoop, president of Walden Savings Bank. Always a pleasure to have you in the house here, Derek.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And so we're talking about Walden Savings Bank, a culture of community service and commitment. I really think that's what sets you guys apart in that regard.
Absolutely. And customer service, community and customer service, and to that point of also being responsive to the needs of what customers are looking for. So during the break, we were talking about a little bit about what's on the horizon for the bank and some of the new products and services we've offered. And a couple I'm excited about is 2 months ago, we just started the ability to offer the sale of international currency.
Oh,
so
okay.
Someone
that's huge.
Who is going abroad, the Florida high school was going abroad in May, and all of the students came in and bought some euro, and we have the ability to do that. It is delivered to your house the next day, and then when you come back, if you have some of it left over, you can sell it, and we'll accept it.
Wow.
We're one of the only local banks doing it.
It's a first.
You can go down to the Woodbury Commons and do it, but just in any of our 11 branches. And so the demand has been tremendous, and we're getting the word out there. It's on our website, and we've done some e-blasts about it. And you don't actually have to be a customer. So if some of you are listening and are going abroad and want an affordable way to get currency or redeem it, you can come into any of the branches of Walden Savings Bank and do that. So we're really excited. And again, the customer service filling a niche, and that was a gap that some customers during our annual survey said it would be wonderful if you could do this. And we looked into it. We were able to offer the service. So come to us next time either one of you go abroad, okay?
There you go. Will do. Get my euros.
My children graduated from Burke Catholic, so I'm going to say Burke Catholic, if you're listening, when you guys go to, because they go to Europe all the time, at least once, you have to go to Walden Savings Bank because normally, if you don't go to Woodbury or if you don't go someplace else, it can take up to a week. So to be able to get it the next day, that is massive.
That is massive.
Yes,
convenient.
Yes, absolutely. So,
thank
and the other big
that.
Thing we're doing in the fall, and this is every bank and credit card company has to do this. You know, we always are concerned about fraud, fraudulent transactions, and so on and so forth. So all of you folks, and some of you may have already from some of the larger credit card companies got a new credit card. It has what is called an EMV for EuroPay, MasterCard, Visa, the EMV chip. And this chip is going to help reduce fraud and cyber issues like, you know, when there was the Target or the Home Depot breach. And this card is a lot more secure than that magnetic strip that can be easily, you know, swiped and to pull all the information from consumers. So this is not to scare you. This is actually a good thing because the EMV card will come to all of our depositors and credit card holders, and it will help prevent a lot of the fraud, reduce it greatly. And we're on the forefront of this. We have a whole rollout plan over the next 3 to 6 months. Like I said, seeing this from a lot of your credit card companies and banks. And so that's one of the things that my IT folks are working on, because we have a mass reissue to all of our customers to make sure they have the card that is the most secure for them.
That's great.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. So that those are two of the things that we're kind of working on over the summer here. So
it's wonderful because it's proactive. And a lot of times with any of the fraud concerns, it's always very reactive. It's after something has happened.
Absolutely.
So this is wonderful because it's preventing.
Right.
So this is a very good thing for the customer.
Yes, it is. And we also, to that proactive, have what we call instant issue debit card machines in our branches in 5 of the locations. So if by some chance your card ever gets compromised, the biggest thing is, oh, it's going to take me 7 to 10 days to get a new card. You can go into 5 of our locations, and they're listed on our website, waldensavingsbank.com. And, you know, if you had a card compromised or you lost it even, you can come into, say, Scott's Corners, and within 3 minutes, you're leaving with a new debit card.
That's fantastic, and
you don't have to wait for it to come in the mail. So,
that's great.
Again, the key to community banking is really being responsive. Mm-hmm. And to your point, Bob, is making sure customer service is at the forefront.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. You gave out the website. Let's give out also a phone number.
Sure. It is 845-457-7700. 845-457-7700. And during our hours of operation, you'll get our contact center. We have about 6 individuals that answer the phone. And that's good for answering questions. You have a consistent answer because you have these 6 people that are the super gurus of everything banking that can answer everything. So we started a contact center about 4 years ago. And so there's, you know, you're not getting an answer from a new teller that just happens to pick up the line. You have kind of these really fantastic contact center representatives. And then after hours, you know, we direct folks to the website, again, waldensavingsbank.com. And we have a very robust website with all the details of everything I've been talking about here today.
Mm-hmm. So that's great.
And very easy to understand also.
Yes, very easy to navigate. Not a lot of bells and whistles, just, you know, very simple, clear to navigate, and topical with what you might want to know a little bit more about.
Excellent. And I love that you guys are on the cutting edge technologically.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. I have to be, like we said in the earlier segment, with those millennials, and, you know, it used to be enough to be high touch bank, which is just a lot of customer service and face to face. But now there has to be a nice mix of high tech. Mm-hmm. So high tech and high touch. That's what the consumers are looking for today.
Good points. Yeah. Thank you, Derek.
You're welcome.
Lynn, we have got tons of stuff at the Chamber, as always. What's going on? on?
Well, and this is befitting of the fact that we are the voice for business in Orange County, and
right.
we're doing a lot of advocacy, but we're having a number of events. One of the most popular programs that we run, one of the most popular events, is our Members on Monday. We go anywhere from 50 to 70 people. Which is pretty much packing out our Larkin room. So we may have to use your bank next door.
Overflow.
But on Monday, July 27th, our Members on Monday lunch, and the topic is healthcare. And the co-sponsors for that are Cablevision and MVP Healthcare. So we're looking forward to that. That's always a very robust discussion. It's a little free form, so people are able to ask the questions that are at the very forefront of their concerns. And then on Tuesday, July 28th, that is our annual mixer and business reception with Inspire. Every year we have a joint mixer with them. And Marcel Martinez, who's on our board, is always very, very gracious. So we work together on that. And that's at Winding Hills Golf Club in Montgomery. That's from 5:30 to 7:30. And, you know, any of these people can go to our website, which is www.orangeny.com, put in a reservation, or they can call us at 845-457-9700 and speak to Andrea for a reservation. And then the next day, Wednesday, July 29th, this is a very full week, we have the multi-chamber mixer, which with our friends from Warwick Valley Chamber and several other local chambers. And that will be at the Castle Fun Center in Chester. And again, that's from 5:30 to 7:30. And that's going to be a lot of fun. And Derek, if you come, laser tag.
Okay, very good. I'm in.
There you go.
Go-karts.
Okay.
There you go.
Sounds great.
Wednesday, okay. August 5th, that's our annual joint mixer with Dutchess County Regional Chamber. And that will be at the Renegade Stadium in Fishkill. Our sponsor for that is Juddelson, Giordano, and Siegel, also one of our corporate partners. Thursday, August 6th, we're doing something a little different. We're doing some targeted mixers to reach different groups around Orange County. So we have a Latino mixer, and that will be at the Ann Street Gallery, which is in Newburgh, which is a very cool little gallery. My daughter actually is interning there. So Lisa Silverstone and Virginia will be over there, and that is going to be catered by our new member, Bachara 328, and that is sponsored by M&T Bank. So that will be very interesting. First time we've had a mixer in an art gallery. Thursday, August 13th is our monthly membership breakfast, and that's at West Hills, thanks to the Benoras, because without them, I don't think I would have eaten the past year. And guest speaker is Doug Hovey, who's the CEO and president of Independent Living, which is a disability rights group. And this year, we're celebrating 25 years of the ADA. So
it's the Disabilities Act,
which is a huge thing for our country. And that is co-sponsored by West Point Tours and St. Luke's Cornwall Hospital. That, again, is Thursday, August 13th. Then on Tuesday, August 18th, we have a workshop on using traditional media to grow your business. Very different from what you were saying of high tech. This is more traditional media, not necessarily social media, because one of the things that we find with marketing, it's not an either-or proposition. You have to have a little of everything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the people who go too far one direction miss out on an entire demographic.
Right.
So we're trying to make sure that our businesses have a balanced approach to marketing.
Good idea.
And using different media, such as Fox Radio.
Sure.
And that's from 12:30 to 1:30 at the Chamber. There will be a light lunch included. It's free, but reservations are needed. Again, that's 457-9700. And as Derek had alluded to earlier, on the 29th and 30th, and I'm so excited about this,
too.
We have
our air show.
This
It'll
is
be awesome.
They this thanks to Steve Newhouse, our county executive. He brought them here. The air show is now going to be in Orange County. It's not going back to Coney Island. It's going to be here.
Excellent.
So this is very good. And the one thing that I'm very, very proud about is the chamber is one of the co-sponsors. And because we're one of the co-sponsors, the air show principals are using only chamber members. So we sat there, they needed golf carts. They were going through our membership directory using our members. And that's a value for being a member. And you're on our membership committee, Bob. So
that's right.
This is speaking right to your
heart.
That's
good. I love it.
Yep. So the chamber, we've been working with them pretty much since day one. And this is some of the planes that we have. We have the Air 2 Raptor demo team. And the Raptor is the airplane that flies and then it stops.
That's right.
And then it goes nose up and it just kind of hangs there suspending the laws of physics. So
yeah,
we have
wow.
that. They
That's
only
cool.
do a very limited amount of demos during the year. So the fact that they're coming to ours
is
really very special. We have a Navy F-18 Super Hornet, the Marines Harrier, which is my favorite plane. That's the one that acts like a helicopter. It takes off vertically. Love that plane.
Yeah.
So much more. The air show, you can either go to the chamber website, which is www.orangeny.com, or to the air show website, which is www.airshowny.com. We need sponsors and we need volunteers. You can contact.
I already signed up.
Derrickson. You're good.
I'm
so
in.
If somebody else wants to volunteer or sponsor, you can contact us at the chamber. And what's also very exciting is on the 27th, we're having a mega mixer at Billy Joe's Ribworks. It's our YP mixer, end of the year, end of the season mixer. And we are doing a multi mixer with the air show. So we will have pilots.
Wow.
Yeah. How
cool
is this?
That's great.
I'm so excited. Excellent. So the pilots will be there, and this is the young professionals, and it'll be quite the event. So get there early because it's on. the waterfront.
Excellent. And how do we get in touch for any of these things?
845-457-9700.
And online at OrangeNY.
OrangeNY.com.
Excellent. Guys, well, awesome show. And,
thank you. I'm going to be very busy with all these activities.
That's right. And then there's Expo.
Oh, yes. Boy. Yes. Here we go.
Thank
See you,
you
next time.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
This has been Let's Talk. Let's Talk Orange County Chamber of Commerce Business, the program that highlights the Orange County Chamber business community and the resources available to both business owners and individuals, all created to help grow our local economy. Join our hosts, Bob DeFelice and Lynn Cione, president of the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, the third Sunday of every month, right here on the Fox.